Today's daf is Menachas daf Tesvav. We are 11 lines from the top of daf Yud Daled Amid Beis Tanu Rabbon. Today's daf's being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Aharon Ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim Reb Naftali Herzl and Le'ilu Nishmas Tova Rivka Esther Bas Yibadol Chaim Toivim Reb Yisrael Yehoshua. So we're moving along in the pigel sugyas of the second perek of Mesechtes Menachos. The very first Gemara that we're going to learn right now is another very foundational sugya as it relates to the laws of pickle. Tanu Rabbanon, b'shas shchita chishev lechol chatzi zayis, in the event that a kohen was doing shchita with a zevach, obviously, and he had in mind to eat a half a zayis of basar, chutz lezmane, u'b'shas rika, and then when he did this rika, again, chishev lechol chatzi zayis. He had in mind to eat a half a zayis of the basar, chutz lezmane. Says the price of pigol, it's considered pigol, because the machshava that he had at the time of the shchita and the machshava that he had at the time of the zrika have the ability to be mitzdarf. The background to this price is the Mishnah that we saw in the end of the first parak, pigol 101, and that is in order for a machshavas pigol to be considered a machshavas pigol, it would have to be that the koyin was mechashev on a kezayas, whether it was Achilas Basar Chutz Lezmanei Chutzim Koimai, whether it was Haktar Asimurim Chutz Lezmanei Chutzim Koimai, whether it's Achilas Shiare Menachos, whether it's Haktar Asakoimitz, the shear is always a Kezayas. Says the Braisa, what would be if the Koyin had Machshavas Pigel? He was Machashiv Kezayas, however, he did the Machshava over two different avoidas. So he was mechashev on a half a zayis b'shas chita and a half a zayis b'shas riko. The halach is it's mitzdarif, and the words of the braisa are mipnei sheshchita v'zrika mitzdarifin, because shchita and zrika have the ability to combine. So the Gemara says that there were two versions of understandings that the Mayram had in this braisa. Ikad Amri, some said shchita v'zrika d'chavaya matirin in kabbalah v'ayloch aloy, that when the braisa said mipnei sheshchita v'zrika mitzdarifin, what the braisa is saying is that it's not all two avoidus that are mitzdarif. It's dafka shchita and zrika, and the reason is because shchita and zrika have something in common, that in addition to the fact that they're both avoidus, they're also both matirin. Whereas kabbalah and halacha are not matirin, and as a result, they wouldn't have the ability to be mitzdarif. Now, what does it mean that shchita and zrika are matir? So if you go through the Rashi's here in the sugya, Rashi says shchita is mekadesh the dam in order for it to now be worthy of going on the Mizbeach. And there's an idea in Kachim, Habolik Kaddish is Kabbalah Hatter Dami, so that if the Shechita is Mekaddish, the Shechita is Mater. What is Shechita Mater? It's Mater the Dam. Zrika, we know, is Mater the Basar. So being that Shechita and Zrika both Mater, maybe that's why they're Mitzar. But Kabbalah and Eilach are not Mater. If they're not Mater, they have in common the fact that they're Avoidus, but they don't have any additional common denominator, and it's for that reason they would not be able to be mitzdarf. Tosfos, by the way, asks an obvious kasha, and that is that just like the shchita is mekadesh the dam, al yedei the sakin, we know that the kabbalah was also mekadesh the dam, al yedei the klisharis. So why don't we say that the kabbalah is also a matter because of habbalah kadesh, kabbalah hatter dami, ayin tosfos, and ayin the world of rate. But the bottom line is, one version of the braisa was that when the braisa says, v'mtei shchita v'zrika mitzdarf, and it's daf, as opposed to the other avoidus, for Ikad Amri, Hanach the Mirachkin, that what the Braisa meant when it said was, Mipnei Sheshchita Vazrika Mitzdarfin, was the Tami Yechidash, that even Shchita and Zrika, which are far removed from each other, because Shchita is the first of the four avoidus, and Zrika is the fourth of the four avoidus, and if even those two avoidus that are very far from each other have the ability to be Mitzdarif, Kolshkin Hani, certainly as it relates to Kabbalah and Halacha, or by the way, even Shchita and Kabbalah, or Halacha and Zrika, certainly any other combination of avoidus would have the ability to be Mitzdarif. But the bottom line is, what does the Braisa say? The Braisa says that in the event that someone had a machsheves pigel of kizayis, but he did it over the course of two avoidas, it could be mitzdarf. You don't need that the whole kizayis should be in one avoida. You can do it over two avoidas. The shayla, the two ikadamis are that one holds, it has to be shchita and zrika, because they both have in common, not only are they avoidus, not only are they avoidus Adam, but they're also both matirim. It could be any two avoidus would be okay. But the Gemara asks Akasha, Eini, I'll ask you a stira from another brisa, Vatani Levi, because Levi taught in a brisa, so we know Levi used to fakoyf a lot of brisas. And one of Levi's brisas, it said the following, Arba avoidus ein mitstarfin lepigol. The four avoidus are not mitstarf lepigol. Shchita vizrika kabbalah vahilacha. What does it mean, ein mitstarf lepigol, as it relates to the shir kezayis? So Levi had a brisa that said mefurish that it doesn't matter if it's shchita and zrika, or if it's kabbalah ilacha, or any other variation or permutation of Siruf of Avoidus, they don't have the ability to be mitzdarf, and this is a steer to the first price. Loishna, if you learn the first price, it means only Shchita and Zrika mitzdarf. Loishna, if you learn that the first price, it means all Dalet Avoidus are mitzdarf. Here we have a Mefurish price that says that all Dalet Avoidus are not mitzdarf. So we have a steer between two prices. A machshava of chatzis zayis in one avoida and a machshava in chatzis zayis of another avoida, is it mitzdarf to the sheer pigle or is it not mitzdarf to the sheer pigle? On my Rava. So Rava came to the rescue. And Rava said, loy kasha, I don't think these brises are stiris, because her Rebbe, her Rabbanim. In other words, there's no way to reconcile the two brises. So from that standpoint, they certainly are stiris. However, it's not a problem because there's a makar that the Tanam already argued this point, specifically Rebbe and the Rabbanon. Thus, I will tell you, one Bryce is going according to Rebbe, the other Bryce is going according to the Rabbanon. So who's this Rebbe and Rabbanon? The Gemara is going to present the Bryce, and if it sounds familiar, it's because the Gemara brought the Bryce already on Amid Aleph. So we saw this Bryce featured prominently in yesterday's daf. The Tanyo, HaShoicha des HaKeves. So the background of this Bryce is talking about the Kifsei Atzeres that were brought on Shavuos. So one of the unique Karbonis that the Torah talks about is the Kifsei Atzeres that came together with Shtei Alechem that were brought on the Yontav of Shavuos. So the Kifsei Atzeres were two shlomims, Shalmei Tzibur, answer to a trivia question, the only example of a carbon shlomim that's bought by Tzibur. There were two, obviously, Kifsei Atzeres, and they came together with breads known as the Shtei Alechem. Now, the two Kifsei Atzeres together made up one carbon, just like the Shtei Alechem together made up one carbon. Additionally, it was the Shchita of the Kifsei Atzeres that was Mater the Lechem Ba'achila. So with that background, says the Braiso, Ashrichet HaKeves, in the event that one shechted one of the Kifsei Atzeres, Lechel Chatzi Zayis Michalazu, to eat a half a Zayis of one of the Shtei Alechem, then he went ahead and he shechted the other Keves, Lechel Chatzi Zayis Michalazu, to eat a half a Zayis of the other Chalo. So between the Shchit of the two kvasim, he had in mind a machshava, two machshavas combining, to eat a kezayis of the Shtei Alechem chutz lezmani. Rebbe said, Imrani ichalt, shezeh kosher, that this is not going to be a machshavas pickle. The Chachamim machalik, and the Chachamim hold, it is going to be a machshavas pickle. Says Rebbe, what's the machalik is Rebbe and the Chachamim? L'chur, the machalik is Rebbe and the Chachamim is, could you be mitstarif two machshavas of chatzi zayis during two avoidas to make it into one machshava? Rebbe clearly holds kosher that you can't be mitzdarif. The Chachamim say pigol, thus you could be mitzdarif. The first brisa that says that you could be mitzdarif is going according to the Chachamim. The second brisa, Levi's brisa, that said arba avoidus ein mitzdarif is lepigol, that's going according to Rebbe, said Rava loy kasha ha Rebbe ha Rabban. Amalei Abaya told Rava, I don't agree with the tzushtel of Rebbe regarding kifsei atzeres to our sugya. Because ein mitzdarif amalei the Rebbe, I can tell you that although you do have a shitas Rebbe who holds that if you have two machshavis of chatzis zayis, they're not mitzdarif. But it could be Rebbe only said as halacha when the two machshavis of chatzis zayis happened during two chatzi maters. Meaning, when did Rebbe say his halacha of kosher? It's chatzi mater v'chatzi achila. When you're trying to combine two chatzi zayis, where each chatzi zayis happened during a chatzi mater, that's not something you'd be able to do. But kuloi mater v'chatzi achila mishametlei. But if you would have two machshavas of chatzi zayis, but each machshav of chatzi zayis happened not during a chatzi mater, it happened during a ganze mater. Mehechetesi over there, Rebbe's going to hold that it's not mitzdarif, and lo'ilam, I'll tell you, Rebbe's going to hold it is mitzdarif. So, Sai Rebbe and Sai the Chachamim, as far as I'm concerned, would hold that it's mitzdarif in a case like ours. You can't shtel to Rebbe to Levi's price, and if that's the case, Hodja Kusha L'duchte, L'chari, you have a steer as a price. Just to explain what Abai is saying a little bit better, And that is, we know there's a sugya of Eim Mefagel Mechatzi Matar, right? It keeps on coming up. The Iker Mishnah, by the way, of Eim Mefagel Mechatzi Matar, as it relates to Menachis, we're going to see on tomorrow's daf. It's the Mishnah on the top of Daf Tezayin Amid Aleph. Abaya doesn't mean mefaglam b'chatzim matter, im mefaglam b'chatzim matter. All Abaya means over here is that at the end of the day, there could be a chilek between being mitzarif to chatzi zaysim, when each machshav of chatzi zayis happened during a chatzi matter, versus being mitzarif to chatzi zaysim, where each machshav of chatzi zayis happened during a ganza matter, right? In this case of Ashoichet as Hakeves Lech Lechatzi Zayis Mechal Azu V'chein Chaver Lech Lechatzi Zayis Mechal Azu, there's no problem with Eim Mefagel Lechatzi Matar, because over here you had a Machshava by both Chatzi Matars. You had a Machshava during the Shechita of each one of the Kvasim. The issue is something else. The issue is each Machshava was a Chatzi Zayis, and the question is, could you be Mitztarev? Says Abaya, even though this is not an inherent issue of Eim Mefagel Lechatzi Matar, because at the end of the day you had a Machshava by both Chatzis, but your Mitztarev that you're trying to create over here is taking two chatzi zesim that you had during two chatzi matirim. Maybe that's not something you're able to do. As opposed to b'shas shchita and b'shas zrika, we each avoida is not a chatzi matir. Each avoida is a fartig matir. Maybe over there would be mitzarif. The bottom line is, Abaya told Rava, I don't think there's a tzushtel, because it could be when it comes to being mitzarif to chatzi zesim, where each machshav of chatzi zayis happened during kuloi matir, it could be over there Rabbi would be moida to the chachamim, thus you can't shtel to Rebbe to Levi's Brisa. So what emerges in, right, just to hit the pause button for 1 second, is that there's a machloikis Abai v'Rava, how to understand Shitas Rebbe, who says that two chatzi zesim of machshava during the two shechitos of the Kivsei Atzeres will not be able to be mitzarev. According to Rava, it's based on the fact that Rebbe holds you can never be mitzarev two machshavas of chatzi zesim. And if it's true by the Kivsei Atzeres, it would be true by Shechita, Kabbalah, Ilach, Zrika, and that's the way you reconcile the series of Braises. According to Abaya, it's only true in that case because each Shechita is a Chatzi Mater. If, however, the Machshavos would happen during Ganze Maters, over there, it would be different, and over there, Rebbe would be Moida that the two Machshavos of Chatzi Zayis could be Mitzvah. So it's on that note, meaning that idea that emerges very much from what Abaya is saying, that Amalei Rava Bar Rav Chana L'Abaya, so Rava Bar Rav Chana told Abaya, V'i Islei the Rebbe, if Rebbe Shita is, that Kulei Mat V'chatzi Achilo, the halacha is that it's going to be considered pigol. It's only chatzi matav chatzi achilo that you can't be mitzarev. Well, if that's the case, ligzor chatzi matav chatzi achilo, atu kulei matav chatzi achilo, then it would make sense that the Rabbanon should have made a gzera and said that in the event that there was a machshava of chatzi matar and chatzi zayis, and another chatzi matar and chatzi zayis, the halacha is that at the very least the karma should be possible. Otu, what would be if you had a kuloi matar v'chatzi zayis and a kuloi matar v'chatzi zayis? Meaning, if kuloi matar v'chatzi zayis and kuloi matar v'chatzi zayis are mitzarif, then it makes sense that the rabbanon chatzi matar v'chatzi zayis and chatzi matar v'chatzi zayis should be mitzarif. Now, rabbanon can make a pigle, right? It can't be mechayiv yukaris, but at the very least, mid rabbanon, it should be a problem. They'll say, Spishlam, if you're going to tell me that Rebbe holds it's never mitzarev. Lo yishno chatzim mati chatzim zayis, chatzim mati chatzim zayis, or kule mati chatzim zayis, kule mati chatzim zayis. There is no makom to make a gzera. What are you making a gzera? Atu kule mati chatzim zayis. Over there, it's also okay. But if you're telling me kule mati chatzim zayis is mitzarev, it's only chatzim mati chatzim zayis that's not mitzarev. Well, if that's the case, the chacham should have made a gzera. Now, what's the precedent that we would make a gzera? Mecha teisi. Where do you find gzeras and kachim? Right, it's almost a rarity. So, where would you even come to do such a thing? So the Gemara says, I'll show you in this sugya gufa where you find it. Rabbi Yosi Gazar for Rabbanon Gazri. Because you find Rabbi Yosi, who has a kula in pigol, but at the same time he made a gzera de Rabbanon. And Rabbanon, who have a kula in pigol, they also made a gzera de Rabbanon. Now we know this Rabbi Yosi and we know this Rabbanon. Rabbi Yosi Gazar, where do you find Rabbi Yosi? It was Gazar Tanan. It's the Mishnah right in the beginning of the parak. In the event that a kohen was doing a kmitza and he had a mind to be makdil of voino chutz lizmanos. So Rabbi Yosi says, pasav emekars. Chachamim say it's pigul v'chayav in olive cars. Chachamim say it's pigul v'chayav in olive cars. Right? According to the Chachamim, it's a regular pigul. Rabbi Yossi holds that being that you were doing the avoda in the kmitza and you were being mechashiv in the levayna, right? The first sugya of the second parak. So whatever the maskanas hagemara over there was, there were a whole bunch of different pshatim and what pshatim Rabbi Yossi might be rish lakish. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Yossi holds it's not a real pigul. Stating that, possible. It is possible. Why is it possible? Must be. Because it's a gzera de Rabbanan. Despite the fact there's no real pigul over there, but the Rabbanan went ahead and made a gzera. So you see a precedent that we make gzeras. Right? You make gzeras. So how come here we don't make a gzera? For Rabbanan, Nami, where do you find that the Rabbanan had a cooler regarding pigul, yet they came along and they made a gzera? You find that they were gazri, the tnan, a mishnah, and this is the mishnah, l'kamon, daf tezayin amaralf, the mishnah of imafagl mechatzi matar. Pigul v'kaimis v'lebi l'vainos. Here we're talking about where the Koyin was being mocked to the Koyin. And he had a machshavas pigul, but then when he was mocked to the Levayna, he didn't have a machshavas pigul. Or he had a machshavas pigul, b'shas he was being mocked to the Levayna, but not b'shas he was being mocked to the Koyin. Rameyah says pigul v'chayav and all of course. Rameyah says pigul, because Rameyah holds mefaklum v'chatzi matter. And even though the Akhtaras HaKoymetz is a chatzi matter, and the Akhtaras HaLevayna is chatzi matter, and you only had a machshava during one, but Shitas Rameyah is mefaklum v'chatzi matter, and as a result, pigul v'chayav and all of course. V'chachomim say, ein b'ikar. The Rabbanon say no, there is no chorus unless you're mefagel b'chol hamater. Now, the Rabbanon hold ein mefagel b'chatzi mater, but what's their lashon? Ein by chorus. And it sounds like from the lashon of ein by chorus that it's only ein by chorus, but sold is going to be. So Tain is Rava by Rav Chanan to Abaya, a very Gishmak Akasha. That Bishleim Alibadir Rava, who holds their Rebbe, holds there's never something called Siruf. So if there's never something called Siruf, so I understand why, according to Rebbe, in the event, Hashaykh is Akevas Lachel Chatzi Zayis Michalazu, and then Lachel Chatzi Zayis Michalazu, it's going to be Kosher. We don't even make a Gzera, because there's nothing to be Geyser Otto. A Gzera has to be. We don't just say, even though it's mutter, it's going to be us. This is gzeira. I'm afraid if this will be mutter, we'll make that mutter also. There's nothing to be geyser atu. But if you're going to tell me that Rebbe said his halach in a very specific case, in a very nuanced case, where the two machshavis of chatzi achila happened during chatzi matters, but if it was kulei matter for chatzi achila, then it would be mitzdarev, then it certainly makes sense you should make a gzeira. And just like Rabbi Yossi made his gzeira, and just like the Rabbanah made their gzeira, I think that Rebbe should have made a gzeira as well. So amalei, sir, Abaye responded to Rava Bar Chanan, and he told him, I hear it's a nice kasha, but there's a distinction. Hachi hashta, at the end of the day, the cases are very chalak. Meaning, Bishleima, Hassam, Bishleima, in Rabbi Yossi's case, Gaza Rabbi Yossi. I understand why Rabbi Yossi made a gzera. What was the gzera? Koimetz the Levayna, Atu Koimetz the Mincha. Right, what was the case? The case was where someone was doing a kmitra, and he had a mind to be makta to the Levayna chutzlazmane. So Rabbi Yossi holds the Koimetz and the Levayna are two different parts of the carbon, and as a result, it's not going to be a machshavas pickle. What would be if the Koyin did the kmitra and he had a mind to be makta to the Koimetz chutz? The Mishnah said, Moida Rabbi Yossi. In that case, he's going to be Moida. So if you had a mind to be makta the Koimetz, it's pickle. The Levayna, it's nothing. Rabbi Yossi felt those things are too similar to each other. So Rabbi Yossi came along and he was Geyser Koimetz the Levayna, Atu Koimetz the Mincha. Makes a lot of sense. Rabbanon also. The Rabbanon world, Eim Afaglam Mechatzi Mater. They were Gazri. The reason they said that at the very least, if you're Mechashiv, Bishas Akhtaris HaKoimetz, not Bishas Akhtaris Levayna, where it's only a Chatzi Mater, the reason it's going to be also the Rabbanon is they were Geyser Koimetz, Atu Koimetz the Mincha Schaite. Because they're is an example of a mincha that doesn't have any levayna, such as the mincha schayte. And being that the mincha schayte doesn't have any levayna, and over there the Akhtaras HaKoimetz is a kulei matter, so this pa'ula gufa could actually be in another carbon avoida where you could have a machshavas pigel. So in this case, even though it's only a chatzi matter, I'm going to say it's Hasid Rabban. The Levayna also, and the Levayna Chelik also. Right now, by you being makta the Levayna, you're doing a Chatzi matter, but there is a situation where Akhtaris Levayna is a Gansa matter. When is that? The Shnei Bezichin Levayna. So Atu Levayna, Baba Bezichin. Atu that case, they went ahead and they made a Gzeru. So Rabbi Yossi was Geyser in his case. Why? Because in this carbon gufa, there's another chelik where if you had the same exact machshava, it would be a machshavas pickle. If you were thinking koimetz, you weren't thinking levayna. The Rabbanon, in their case, by imefagim chatzi mater, were geyser, because even though in this carbon gufa, there's no way to be chayef for the chatzi mater, but this avoided in a different carbon, right? Rabbi Yossi's case is this carbon thinking about something else, the chachamim's mokim to make a gzera would be this machshava, this avoida in a different carbon. But the point is, in both of these cases, it makes a lot of sense to go ahead and make a gzera. Now the Gemara is going to continue, and the Gemara is going to bring two other cases where you find the Rabbana made a gzera. Both of those additional cases I mentioned in the Mishnah of Tezayinim and Aleph, they're additional cases of Emefagl Mechatzi Matar. So again, the Chacham have a sheet to aim of Agam Mechatzi Matter. The case that we just brought, the classic Menachis case is, where Pigal Bekoimitz V'Leib V'Levainim. V'Levainim V'Leib V'Koimitz, right? Each one is only a Chatzi Matter. There are two additional cases in the Mishnah. One is where there was a Machshava B'Shas, the Shechita of one of the Kifsei Atzeres. That's a case of Chatzi Matter, right? That's the case of Rebbe. Additionally, where he was mechashiv during one of the bezichei levayna. So, during the haktar of one of the bezichei, if there was a machshava. In those cases, too, Rameh holds pigul v'chayav and all of karas because mefagl mechatzim matter, whereas the chachamim hold that it's only going to be a problem midirabonin. So, those are additional examples where the chachamim went ahead and the chachamim made a gzera, and we would have to explain why the chachamim made a gzera in those cases as well. Again, all in the line of Abaya's distinction of So the Gemara continues along, and the Gemara says, Kfasim, Nami, as it relates to the Kfasim, why did the Chachamim hold that if the Kohen had a Machshavas Pigul during one of the Shechitos of the Kivsei Atzeres, the reason he did that was because he was Geyser Keves Atu Keves Chaver. Because you right now had a Machshava during one of the sheep, what would be if you would have the Machshava during the other one as well? If you would have it during the other one as well, now it wouldn't be a Chatzim Matter, it would be a Gantza Matter. So because if you were Moisif that Machshava, it would be a problem, that's a reason to make a Gzera. But as it relates to the Shnei Bezichim, were you a Mechashev during one of the Bezichim, it makes sense to make a Gzera, Atu Bazach Chaveroi. Atu, what would be if you were Mechashev while you were doing the Haktara of the other Bazach? Now, these Gzeras are a little bit different, right? Certainly different than the Rabbanan's case of Gzera of Koimetz on Levayin. The reason Rabbanan were Geyser, Chatzi Mater, by Haktaras HaKoimetz is because there's a situation where the Haktaras HaKoimetz could be a Kulei Mater, such as a Minchas Chayt. The reason that Geyser by Levayin is because there's a situation where it could be a Kulei Mater, such as the Bezicha Levayin. Here we're talking about where the Chatzi Mater is one of the Kvasim, or the Chatzi Mater is one of the Bezicha Levayin. There's no parallel case that the Chachamim are telling to that I'm making a Gzeira Atu. But the point over here is, right, there's no case where being Makta one of the Bezichei Levayna, for example, is going to be considered a Machshavas Pigul. The Gemara says that the Nakuda over here is that we're worried that the Chachamim were worried that maybe the person will be Moisef a Machshava, and if he's going to be Moisef a Machshava, that's where the issue is going to be. If you think about it, this is actually more similar to Abaya's reasoning of why Rabbi Yossi went ahead and made his Gzeira, where you are Mechashiv Levoina, where Be'etzim, it shouldn't be a Machshavas Pigul, but he made the Gzeira Otu, you could have been Mechashiv by the Koimetz, right? So, it's because if you had a different machshava in this carbon gufa, it would be a problem. Therefore, I'm suggesting that would be enough of a reason to make a gzera. But the bottom line is that what Abaye is saying is in all the cases where you find Rabbi Yossi, the Chachamim's multiple cases by Emefagam Chatzim Matu, where Mi'ikra Adin, it's not considered machshava spoken, but the Chachamim went ahead, the Chachamim made a gzera. There was always a very specific reason why the Chachamim felt that the right thing to do was to make a gzera. In the case of Rabbi Yossi, where someone is doing the kmitza, and he's mechashav an aktaras levoino, even though mi'ikra din, that's not a machshav as pigol, but I'm going to be goyzer, because what if you are mechashav for the haktaras hakoimetz? In the case of the chacham, eim befagel bechatzimat, let's go through all of them. Where you are mechashav b'shas the haktaras hakoimetz, even though right now it's a chatzimat, because you also have to be mechashav b'shas levoino. But minchas chayte, all you have is the koimetz. There wouldn't be a chatzimat. So this machshav aguf in a different carbon. That's why we're making the gzera. Haktaras levoino atu the bezicha levoino. And even the kifsei atzeres and the shnei bezicha levoino, where you're mechashav by one of them, but I'm making gzeira, Otto, you may have the same exact machshava by another one, right? That's similar to Rabbi Yossi's gzeira. Instead of being mechashav by the levoyin, you'd be mechashav by the koimetz. Instead of only being mechashav b'shas one of the shchitas, you'd be mechashav also by the second shchita. Instead of only being mechashav by one of the bezicha levoyin, you'd be mechashav by the other one of the bezicha levoyin. But the bottom line is, there's reasons in all those cases why we made the gzeira. Now let's come full circle. Rava Bar Rav Chana wanted that we should make a gzeira in Rebbe's case. In the case where you had a machshava of a chatzi zayis b'shas one of the shchitas of the kifsei hatzeres and another chatzi zayis b'shas the other one. Allah over here says Abaya mi iko chatzi mata v'chatzi achilu ba'alma d'leikim v'ligzar. There is no precedent of a case where there's a chatzi mata and a chatzi achila anywhere that you find would be able to be mitzdarif. And being that Rebbe holds that it shouldn't be mitzdarif, and there's nothing to be geizerato because there's no way chetimtza where it would be mitzdarif. It's for that reason we're not going to go ahead and make the gzeira. If you want to explain this a little bit better, there were two types of gzeiros that emerged from the Rabbi Yossi, the Chachamim gzeiros. One was the Chachamim's gzeira of Haktaras HaKoimetz and Haktaras Lavoina. Otu, what would be if you had the same exact machshava and a different carbon, where it's not a chatzi matter? So the Haktaras HaKoimetz, by regular Minchas HaChatzi Mater, but by the Minchas Choyte, it's a Kulei Mater. The Haktaras HaLavoina, by regular Minchas HaChatzi Mater, but by the Lechem HaPonim, it's a Kulei Mater. So we're making a Gzeira by a Chatzi Mater, Otto, you'd have that same Heftza somewhere else where it'd be a Kulei Mater. There's no parallel case, there's no situation where if you went ahead and you had a Machshava of Chatzi Achila and a Chatzi Mater, where there all of a sudden it would be a regular bona fide Machshava Spiegel. If Chatzi Achila, Chatzi Matter, not mitzdarif, there's no case where here it suddenly would be mitzdarif, right? There is no such parallel case, just common sense. And as a result, there's no malkum to make the gzera. The other type of gzera that we found was Rabbi Yossi's gzera, which was similar to the Chachamim's gzera in the case of the Kivtzei Atzeres and the Shnei Bezich Levoino by Chatzi Matter. And that is where we're making a gzera. Otu, you might have had a different machshava. So instead of thinking Levoina, you might have thought Koimetz. Instead of thinking only B'shas, one of the Shchites, or one of the B'zicha Levoina, you might have thought B'shas, the other one as well. There the Nakuda is, because we're afraid you're going to have the same exact machshava that you're having now there as well. Over here, it doesn't pass to make that Gzeira Tainas Abaya. Because over here, what's the machshava? The machshava is a Chatzi Zayis and a Chatzi Achilo. If you would have another machshava of Chatzi Zayis by something else, if Vaita wouldn't be Mitztarif. So being that the Chatz of the machshava over here is a chatzi achila, and it's b'shas a chatzi matter, and there's no way to be mitzdar of it. There's nothing even to be geyser atu. Right, the only thing you could think you would be geyser is be geyser chatzi achila atu a ganze kezayis. But that Abaye said there's no precedent to make such a gzeira. Yet to make a gzeira of this exact machshava, b'shas the koimitz as opposed to b'shas the levoina, or this exact machshava, b'shas both shchites as opposed to one, that you have a precedent. But to make a gzeira this machshava onto a different machshava, you don't find that. And as a result, there's no makom over here to make a gzeira. So Abaye defended his position, and Abaye said, "Lo'ilam, I can tell you that Rebbe only said his halacha if it's a chatzi achila." And it's a chatzi mater, kulei mater v'chatzi achila. Not, if that's the case, make a gzeira. What's your precedent for a gzeira? Rabbi Yossi, by the first Mishnah in the second parak, the Chachamim and all their cases of Eim Afagla v'chatzi mater, sinish kain sushal. The Gemara just concludes and says, Hachi namim mistabra, the time of the Rabbanim Hashem Hachiyu. Prove to you from the Mishnah, the Kaman, that Pshan and the Rabbanim, why the Rabbanim whole puzzle is because of the Gzeira, and not just because of the Gzeira, but the Gzeira of the way that Abaye explained the Gzeira. The Ketani Sefer, if you look at the Sefer of the Mishnah, Vei Mefagel Bechatzi Mat, the Sefer says, Meidach Chamal Ramei, the Chamal Ramei, the Ramei, the Minchas Chayt, the Minchas Kanois, that regarding the Minchas Chayt, the Minchas Kanois, where over there all there was Koimetz, there was no Levoina, Shem Pigel Bechoimetz, that in the event that the Koin had a Machsheves, Pigel Bechas, the Koimetz, that Shem Pigel, it's going to be considered Pigel Bechayavan all of Karis, and you're even going to be Chayav Karis, Shah Koimetz Hua Mat, because over there the Koimetz is the Gansa Matter. Meaning, when the Chalm hold that if you had a Machsheves Pigel B'shas HaKtaras HaKoimetz, it's not going to be considered a Machsheves Pigel. That's a regular Mincha. We have a Koimetz on the Levoina. If it's, however, you're dealing with a Mincha Schayt, a Mincha Skanois, where all you have is the Koimetz, so over there, it's a Ganze Mater, you're going to be Chai. That's so obvious. Of course it's not a Chatzi Mater. Why do you even have to speak it out? Is there another matter? You know what Pshat has to be? What the Tana of the Mishnah wants to teach me is the time of the Koimis from the Ikka the Minchas, Koimis the Minchas Chayte the Domile. The only reason the Chachamim hold puzzle, forget about no pigle, but the reason it's puzzle by a Chatzi Mater is because at the end of the day there is a Minchas Chayte that's Domile. And because of the Minchas Chayte the Domile, that's why the Chachamim hold it's puzzle. But what do you see from here? What you see from here is very clearly that it's not Stam in the Veltarain. Anytime there's no pigle, so at the very least it's going to be puzzle. There has to be a Siba to go ahead and make a Gzeira. And there is a Siba. The Siba is because there's a time that Akhtaras HaKoimetz is a Kulay matter. And that's why the Mishnah threw it in, to explain that part of the Mishnah is actually a Hasbara, it's a commentary on the first part of the Mishnah. On the part of the Mishnah that's not so Pshita, why did the Chachamim who hold Eimef Hagim Chatzim Matter hold that at the very least it's possible? The Teretz is because there's a Hechatimtso where a Chatzim Matter in this carbon would be a Kulay matter in another carbon. The bottom line is, you see that there's a cheshbon of when we go ahead and make it Xeris, and it's for that reason that the Chachamim went ahead and the Chachamim explained their position in the Mishnah. Bottom line, this concludes the first part of the daf, exhale. Next Mishnah. So the topic of the end of the first parak Masechtas Menachos and the second parak Masechtas Menachos is very much halachos related to pickles. Stating that, the Mishnah that we're going to learn right now is a little bit of a digression. It's obviously kachem related, not pickle related. If you want to follow the paper trail, the previous Mishnah discussed halachos and pickle related to the shtei alechem and the lechem haponim. Our Mishnah is going to mention other halachis that when it gave the shtei alechem and the lechem apanim. So the Mishnah, nitmas achas menachalois or yechid menastarim. What would be if one of the breads of the shtei alechem became tameh, or if one of the starim of the lechem apanim became tameh? Rabbi Yehuda says shneim yetsu lebeis hasreifa, that not only the breads that are tameh have to be treated as if they're tameh and they have to be burnt in the Beis HaSreifa, but even the breads that are tahar also have to go to the Beis HaSreifa. And the reason is, she'ein karben tzibur chalak, because the shtei alechem and the lechem apanim were all part of a karben tzibur, and there's a rule that you can't do a yachloiku by a karben tzibur. So if part of the karben tzibur is tameh, you have to treat the entire karben tzibur as if it's tameh. The chachamim argue, they say hatame betumase vahatar yeyachel. It's true, the breads that are tameh have to be treated as if they're tameh. They have to go to Beis HaSreifa. However, vahatar yeyachel, the breads that are tar, there's no reason they have to go to Beis HaSreifa. To the contrary, those breads will be able to be eaten. So we have a machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim regarding one of the shtei alechem, one of the starim of the lechem upon him that became tameh. That became tameh, everybody agrees, has to go to Beis HaSreifa. The question is, what about the breads that are tar? According to Rabbi Yehuda, shneim yetzul the Beis HaSreifa, she'in karben tzibur chalak. According to the Chachamim, no. Hatameh betumasai, v'hatahar ye'yachal. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said, machloikis lifnei zrika. The machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in our Mishnah is talking about where the achas menachalos, or echad menastarim that became tamei before the zrika. Aval achas zrika, but once the zrika happened, if one of the breads become tamei, divrei akol, everybody would agree, hatamei betumasai v'atar yeyachal. So the whole sheet is Rabbi Yehuda, of shneim yetzul beis hasreifa, that's only if the one that became tamei far zrika. But if it became tamei noch zrika, oh, after the zrika, I don't care anymore. Then hatamei betumasai, obviously, because that's tamei, but v'atar yeyachal, the one that's tar, will be able to be eaten. Now, just to clarify one point, the Mishnah was talking about shtei alechem and lechem aponim. The shtei alechem involved the zrika, the kifsei atzeres. In fact, the zrika was matter the shtei alechem, as opposed to the lechem aponim didn't involve the zrika. It involved bezichei levoina. You did avoidus with the bezichei levoina, and that's what was matter the lechem aponim. So when Rabbi Loza says machloikis lefnei zrika, obviously what he means is as it relates to the shtei alechem. But as it relates to the lechem aponim, there, when he says lefnei zrika, he means, proverbially speaking, what he's really referring to is the haktaras habazichem. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Elazar de Amira gave a very important comment to our Mishnah, and that is the whole machlikas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is where the one that became tami far zrika. But if it became tami lachas zrika, then everybody's going to agree to the sheet of the Chachamim, hatami betumasai v'atar yeyachal. Says the Gemara, v'lifnei zrika, but my pligi, what is the machlikas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim lifnei zrika? Meaning, what is the yisoid of this machlokes? Why would Rabbi Yehuda hold shneim yetzul beis hasreifa? Now, the truth is, if you look in the Mishnah seems to give a reason. Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, she'ein karben tzibur chalak. You can't make a yachloiku in a karben tzibur. So, part of the karben tzibur has a din to go to beis hasreifa. The other part of the karben tzibur would also have to have a din to go the beis hasreifa. And the truth is that at the end of this short shakla v'tarya, the Gemara is going to come out and say that you can't suggest a new reason for Shitas Rabbi Yehuda when Rabbi Yehuda himself seemed to articulate his reason in the Mishnah. But for now, we're going to make believe we don't know the Mishnah. And the Gemara says, v'lifnei zrika. Rabbi Elazar explained the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim is lifnei zrika. But my pligi, what is the hesber in the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? Amar Rabbi Papa said, betzitz meratza achilas kemiflegi. You want to know what the machlokes is? It's whether or not the tzitz had the ability to be meratza on a chelik of a carbon that was eaten when it became tamei or not. Rabban, it's Avi the Rabban and hold that tzitz meratz al achilos. Tzitz has the ability to be meratz al achilos. Rabbi Yehuda Sovereign, Rabbi Yehuda holds ain't that tzitz meratz al achilos, that the tzitz had no ability to be meratz al achilos. What does this mean? So we know one of the yesoides that underpins kachem is that the tzitz had ability to be meratza on tmeim. You would think that something that's tameh, that goes on the mizbeach, for sure can't be meratza. Stating that, the tzitz had the ability to make it as if that tumah didn't exist, and to allow that thing, yes, to be able to be meratza. The classic example of the tzitz being meratza is with regards to what Chazal referred to as oilin, something that went on the mizbeach. So for example, the dam, the koimitz of a carbon that became tameh, the tzitz had the ability to be meratza. What about if a chiluk of a carbon that was eaten became tamei? Would the tzitz have the ability to be meratza there, or would the tzitz not have the ability to be meratza? Says Rav Papa, that's exactly the machlokes over here. The Rabbanon hold the tzitz is meratza nachilois. Being that the tzitz is meratza nachilois, even though at the time of the zrika, at the time of the aktaras bezichel avoyno, you have some of the breads that are tamei, but the tzitz is meratza. The tzitz makes it as if the tum is not there. As a result, although atamei betumasa, because it's tamei, but atar yeyocha, the one that's tar, will be able to be eaten. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds and being that ena tzitz meratz al achilos, so I can't look at the tum as if it's not there. It very much is there. And being that the tum is there, just like the tumah is going to shter what's tameh, the tumah is going to shter what's tar as well. What's the beer? So if you take a look at Tosfos and the way the Achronim are Masber Tosfos, the top Tosfos and Daft Hezvav and Aleph, the beer is as follows. Being the Rabbi Yehuda holds ena tzitz meratz al achilos, so comes out, I see right now a chelik of the carbon as being tameh. A chelik of a carbon that's tameh, a mincha, right, the shtei lechem, and the lechem aponim, is shirayim shechasru ben kmitza laktara. And the reason it's shirayim shechasru ben kmitza laktara is because the chelik that's tameh is the equivalent thereof as if it's chaser. Now, what's the halach of shirayim shechasru ben kmitza laktara? So it's machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Even Rabbi Yochanan, who of course we paskin like, who holds you can go ahead and you can be makta the koimetz, but he holds oisin shirayim asurim b'achil, as we saw several times throughout the beginning of Masechtas Menachos. Being that oisin shirayim asurim b'achil, so it comes out right now that you would not be able to eat the chelik that's tameh because it's tameh, but you also would not be able to eat the chelik that's tar. And the reason is because oisin shirayim asurim b'achil. The only reason the Chachamim argue is because the Chachamim hold that sits meratz al achilos. So they say that this chelik of Shirayim that's not here is not really not here, it's only tameh. Now you'll tell me, what's the difference if it's tameh or if it's sarif, right? For all practical purposes, it's not here. No, there's a huge difference, because that sits meratz al achilos. So we don't see it as if it's tameh, we don't see it as if it's chaser. So the chelik that's tameh, there's nothing you can do about the chelik that's tar, yeyoch, you'll be allowed to eat. So says Rav Papa, very lamdash hezber in the machloikas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. They're arguing tzitz meratz al achilos or ain't tzitz meratz al achilos. Rabbi Yehuda holds ain't tzitz meratz al achilos, so the chelik that's tameh as if it's chaser. And shirayim shechasru ben kmitza laktar, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, oitzin shirayim asru machilo. Therefore, even the chelik that's tar is going to be yitzel beis hasreifa. Whereas the chachamim hold that sits meratz al achilos, and therefore the chelik that's tameh is not viewed as if it's chaser. Now that chelik you can't eat. And by the way, even if you hold sits meratz al achilos, you can't eat something that's tameh. Tzitz can make it that it doesn't shter the kashrus of the carbon, but it won't allow you to eat it. But the bottom line is, whatever's tameh, yeah, that's a problem. But we don't see it as shirayim shechasru ben kmitza laktar, and as a result, even though atame betumasai, but atar is going to be a yachal. So a very lamdish machloikis here in terms of what Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim are arguing about. But the Gemara now is going to ask three kashas. The third is from our Mishnah, as we mentioned, but three kashas on Rav Papa's explanation of the machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. Freit the Gemara, Amalei Rav Huna Breid, Rav Nassan, Rav Papa. He asks the first kasha, v'ha oilin, as it relates to the parts of a carbon that went on the mizbech. That tzitz meratz on oilin. Everybody agrees that the tzitz was meratz on oilin. Upligi, and yet you find that Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim argue this identical machloikis regarding such a case. The Tanya learned in the Brice, nitma echem na bezichem. What would be if one of the bezichel levayne became tommy? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says shneim yasu betomo. Both of the bezichel levayne can be brought betomo. The fisha in carbon zibur chalik, because of, like he said in the Mishnah, there's a concept of in carbon zibur chalik. The Chachamim Oirim, the Chachamim said hatomi betumasai, the hatar betarasai. So here we have a machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, which for sure is Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim l'shitasai in our Mishnah. Right, it's the same language. Rabbi Yehuda said in carbon zibur chalik, and the Chachamim said hatomi betumasai, hatar betarasai, which is almost verbatim what they said in the Mishnah. Now, over here, they're not arguing oichlan. They're not arguing where the tumah descended upon a part of the carbon that was eaten. They're arguing where the tumah descended upon a part of the carbon that was put on the mizbech. By the way, just to read the braisa more carefully, Rabbi Yehuda in the braisa is saying that if one of the bezicha levoina became tameh, shneiam yasu b'tumah. What does that mean? Because the lechem upon him was a carbon tzimur, tumah hutra b'tzibur, and being that tumah hutra b'tzibur, so it comes out you're allowed to do the avoida with the chelik that's tameh, and you could do the avoida with the chelik that's tar together with the chelik that's tameh. Meaning shneiam yasu b'tumah. You don't have to worry about any tumah even on the tar part because they're nigrar basar each other. Whereas the chachamim say no, the chelik that's tameh is tameh, the chelik that's tar is tar. But the bottom line is you seem to have the same. Because here we're dealing with oilin. By oilin, there's no shayla of tzitz meratza, ain't tzitz meratza. You can't tell me pshat in the machloikis is the rabbanon old tzitz meratza and Rabbi Yudah old ain't tzitz meratza, because everybody old tzitz meratza when it comes to oilin. So that's a big kasha. Oilin, Rav Ashi, a second kasha. Rav Ashi is the one who asked the second one. Tashma from another braisa. Rabbi Yudah said, I feel sheva echa tame. Even if one of the shvatim were tame, the chala shvatim tame, all the other shvatim were tar, yasu betuma. Any person from another shevet can do the carbon pesach betuma, lefisha ain't carbonoid sibur chalak. Because there's a din that a carbon sibur is not chalak. Now the context over there is Pesach Sheni. So we know that a Yachid, that's Tommy at the time that the Yidden brought the carbon Pesach, he got pushed off the Pesach Sheni. What about a Tzibur? Tomo Hachub Tzibur. The Tzibur was allowed to bring the carbon Pesach Afilu B'Toma. Rabbi Yehuda has a Chiddush that you don't need Klal Yisrael or even Rav of Klal Yisrael to be Tomei to say Tomo Hachub Tzibur. Even one Shevet that's Tomei, you have the same Halacha. And therefore Rabbi Yehuda says, if one Shevet is Tomei, even if the other Shvatim Atar, a member of the other Shevet can bring the carbon Pesach B'Toma because he's included in this leniency of Tomo Hachub Tzibur. And he said, what's the reason? Maybe the ones that are tame, that shevet should have tumah hutra b'tzibur. The ones that are tar should not have tumah hutra b'tzibur. So he explained, l'fisha ein karbonoi tzibur chalik. Now v'hach over here, maya tzitz meratze ikka. Right, sounds like again, Rabbi Yehuda l'shitase, the same language, ein karbon tzibur chalik. And over here there's no tzitz meratze. Why? Because even tzitz meratze, but that's only where it's a chelik of a carbon, right? Tzitz meratza is only if the carbon is tameh, but if the gavra is tameh, there's no idea of tzitz meratza. You see the sugya of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim playing itself out. The third kasha, and this is the most obvious one. Amar Ravina, Ravina said, just read the Mishnah. Tashmat netmas achas menachalis achas menastam. Rabbi Yehuda imish neim yetzul beis asreifa. Lefisha in carbon tzibur chal v'chom leim ratam etmas v'atar yeyoch v'im isa. If you're going to tell me that pshana Rabbi Yehuda is not like a din in carbon tzibur chalak, but it's based on you should have said that. Rabbi Yochanan said, based on all three of these kashas, one from the fact that you see they're arguing even by oilin, even though everybody else sits meratza ala oilin, and from the fact that you see the halacha was said regarding gavras, even though everybody else sits is not meratza on gavras, and just from the language of the Mishnah, it's muchach the pshana reviewed as something else. And limud aruchu befivshar Rabbi Yehuda, you have to say there was a very clear mesira that Rabbi Yehuda had from his rabbeim. She'ein carbon tzibur chalak. There's a din. A carbon tzibur can't be chalak. A carbon yachid could be chalak. A carbon tzibur can't be chalak. That and only that is the hesber in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Moving along, next mission. So we now return to our regular program, halachas related to pigel. So one of the themes of the last few dafin was pigel as it relates to korbanos that involved breads, the kifsei atzeres that came along with the shtei alechem, the lechem aponim. Another carbon that came along with breads was the carbon tait. The carbon tait that came along with 40 breads, known as the lachmi tait. Our Mishnah is going to discuss a halacha, negeya, pigel of the lachmi tait. Additionally, we're going to return to the kifsei atzeres and discuss a halacha related to pigel. That's Nogeya de Shtei Halechem. Says the Mishnah, HaToida Mefagelas Es Halechem, Ve Halechem Enoi Mefagelas HaToida. So the Toida can be Mefagel the Lechem, but the Lechem can't be Mefagel the Toida. What does this even mean? Mishnah asks this Kasha, Ketzad, what does this mean? Shachet Es HaToida, in the event that a Koyin did a Shechita with a carbon Toida, Lechem Yimena Lamach, and had in mind to eat the Basar Chutz Lazmanei, your classic Machsheves pickle. He, the carbon Toida, the Basar, Ve Halechem and the Lachmi Toida, Mefugalim are going to become pickle. Meaning if somebody would eat, you would be chayiv karis. Lechem and alechem lamachar. What would be if while the kohen was doing a shechita on the carbon toide, he had in mind to eat from the lachmi toide chutz lezmanoi? Halechem a fugal. The bread itself would become pigle. If somebody would eat from it, it would be chayiv karis. Abavat toide ina mefugalas. But as it relates to the basar of the carbon, it would not be pigle. So hatoide mefagalas alechem means that a machshava to eat from the toide itself, from the basar chutz lezmanoi, creates a issa karis on the lechem. Halechem in a mefaglas hatayda means that a machshava to eat the lechem chutzas manoi does not create an iser karis on the basar of the tayda. Hakfasim mefaglanas halechem. The Mishnah continues and says the same is true regarding the kifsei atzeres and the shtei lechem. Same relationship that the kfasim can be mefagal the lechem. Halechem in a mefaglas hakfasim, but the lechem can't be mefagal the kfasim. Ketzad again the same mashal. Hashoyket as hakfasim lechem mehem lamacher. In the event that a kohen shechted from the kifsei atzeres and he had a mind to eat the basar chutzas manoi, so heim vehalechem mifugalim. So the basar and the shtei lechem will be pigle. Lechless halechem lamacher. If, however, while he was shechting the kifsei atzeres, he had a mind to eat the lechem chutzas manoi, so halechem mifugal, the lechem is going to be pigle. Kfasim ain't mifugalim, but the kfasim are not going to be pigle. So again, hakfasim mifagal mishalechem, a machshev is pigle to eat the basar of the kifsei atzeres chutzas manoi makes the lechem pigle. Halechem ain't mifagal as hakfasim, a machshev to eat the shtei lechem chutzas manoi does not make the kifsei atzeres pigle. Says the Gemara, my time. My time of what? We just had a lot of things. Says Rashi, Hatoidim Mefagalos as Alechem. What's the makar that a machsheves pigel on the basar of the carbon toida makes not only the basar of the toida pigel in that if somebody eats from it, it would be chayiv karis, but it would make the lechem also into a chayiv karis. The Gemara says, Ilemo, maybe you'll tell me a good sushtel, Mishund Rav Kahana, based on something Rav Kahana said, Om Rav Kahana said, Lachmin Toida, Shnikru Toida. How do you know that the Lachmin Toida are called Toida? Because the Pasuk says, Vehikriv al Zevacha Toida Chalois. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, grammatically speaking, this Pasuk should have been written a little bit differently. And from the fact that it says, Vehikriv al Zevacha Toida Chalois, so I learned from here that the Lachmin Toida as if hatoida chalois included in the word toida is the chalois. Also, if toida is included in chalois, a machsheves pigel on toida would impact the chalois. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, I mean, I hear it's a good shot, but ibchanami, then it should be true in the reverse as well. A machsheva on the lachmei toida should make the toida pigle, because again, a machshav on the lachmi toida is a machshav on the toida. Ipshat is because the lachmi toida are included in toida, so that's why a toida mefagalos as alechem, because it's one and the same. Well, then a lechem mefagalos as a toida, because it's one and the same. The Gemara says, holy kasha, that's not fair, because I can tell you, lechem ikri toida, toida la ikri lechem. It's a one-way relationship, that the lechem is included in the same toida, but the toida is not included in the same lechem. So as it relates to a pigle in the toida, being that lechem is ikri toida, it affects the lechem. But as it relates to a machshav in the lechem, being that toida is like yikri lechem, it wouldn't be true in the reverse. So again, you want to know my timer? It's maybe based on Rav Kahana. Minai lachmi toida nikru toida, and it's only the lechem that's called toida. Toida is not called lechem. But the Gemara says I have a different kasha, because this halacha of the Mishnah was said say with regards to the lachmi toida and say with regards to the shtei lechem. Elo hadiktani, the seif of the Mishnah. Akfasim mefagel mesal lechem, lechem mefagel mesak fasim. So it's the same exact halacha, right? Over there, lechem hecha ashkechon de ikri kvasim. There's no makar anywhere that the lechem of the kifsei atzeres is called kvasim. The lechem is bread, and the kvasim are sheep. It's two different things. And being that the Mishnah said this halacha with regards to the kifsei atzeres as well, it must be there's a one-size-fits-all hesber for the Mishnah, and the hesber of shtelling to Rav Kahana would work for the ratio, wouldn't work for the seif. It must be something else is going on over here. The Gemara says there is. Elahainu taima, you want to know what pshat of the Mishnah is? Say the ratio inside the seifa. Lechem glal toide vein toide glal lechem. Lechem glal de kvasim vein kvasim glal de lechem. In both cases, there's an ikker and a tafel. The ikker of the toida is the carbon. The tafel is the lachmi toida. The ikker of the kvasim is the kifsei atzeres. The shtei alechem is the tafel. If you have a machshava on the ikker, the tafel gets schlepped along. But if you have a machshava on the tafel, the ikker does not get schlepped along. Very geschmack. Hatoida mefagalos es alechem, because a machshava on the ikker schleps along the tafel. Valechem ein mefagalos hatoida, because a machshava on the tafel doesn't schlep along the ikker. And the same is true with regards to the kvasim and the lechem. The Gemara says, that the Mishnah needed to tell me the halacha, say regarding toida and its breads, and say regarding kvasim and its breads. Meaning, we just said it's like the same thing. One's an ikker, one's a tafel. So if you tell me ikker tafel by one, I should know it by the other. Where says I need batiash mina toida? Because I only had the toida. I would have thought hasam hudachi mefagel lechem mefagel toida. Maybe dafka by the toida, the halacha is if you have a machshava regarding the toida. I'm sorry, if you have a machshava regarding the lechem, the toida is not included. Because you don't find anywhere that you're doing an avoda with both parts of this carbon together. For example, there's no tnufa that was done together. Why are we talking about tnufa? Because kvasim, to husku zel is ebit tnufa. But as relates to the kvasim, when you find that we're brought together for tnufa, ema, I would have thought, ki mefagel b'lechem mefagel nami kvasim. Being that there was an avoid of tnufa that was done with the kvasim and the shtei alechem together, so there would have been a havamina that creates a zika, that creates a very strong relationship between these two parts of the carbon, so that if you do an or you have a machsheves pigul by the bread, maybe that machsheves pigul would go ahead and it would affect the kvasim as well. So it's for that reason, utzricha, even though I know already the halacha of atoida mefagalos as alechem, alechem mina mefagalos atoida, I still need to know that the lechem is not mefagal the kvasim. Because I could have thought there it's mamish one. And even though one's the ikar, one's the tafel, but the tenufa makes us look at it as one. And being that we're looking at it as one, maybe I would think that the lechem is mefagal the toida. That's why I need to know, not only with regards to the toida, but even with regards to the kvasim, that the lechem is not mefagal the kvasim. Now, the Gemara doesn't explain why, once I know the halacha by the kvasim, I still need the Mishnah to tell it to me by taita. Right, we just said, had I only known it by taita, I wouldn't have known it by kvasim. Okay, so tell me kvasim, and I would know taita. So Rashi adds to that, and Rashi picks up where the Gemara leaves off, and Rashi says, v'hu adin, itana kvasim, had it only said kvasim, havamina, I would have thought hasam, ki mefagli kvasim, mefagli chalas. Maybe the only time a machsheves pigel in the kvasim is chal and the chalas is by the kvasim, because they're a shtickle one unit, as opposed to by the toida and the lachmi toida, as we just mentioned, they're so different. So maybe the toida would have been mefagal the lachem tzricha, that's why I need both cases. So I need a toida mefagalos as alechem, lashmi inon, that the toida is mefagal the lechem, and I need by the kvasim, halechem ena mefagalos akvasim, to be mechadish, that even by the kvasim, the lechem doesn't have the ability to be mefagal the kvasim. Either way, that's why I need side the resha and side the seifa in the Mishnah. Zokti gemara vayter, boi mine Rabbi Lozar Meirav. So Rabbi Lozar asked Rav the following question. If somebody shechts a carbon toida, lechol kezayas mimena umilach molamacha, and he has a machshava to eat a kezayas of the basar and the lechem lamacha. So what does this mean? So Rashi says what it means is he had a machshava to eat a chatzi zayas of basar and a machshava to eat a chatzi zayas of lechem lamacha. So between the basar and the lechem, he was mechashav to eat a kezayas, but it was only a half a zayas of basar, half a zayas of lechem. So what's the shailu? Mau lefkule. Is it pigle or is it not pigle? So the Gemara says like this. Toida, as it relates to the toida, loy mibayili. Rabbi Loza told Rav, I have no shailu. Why? Because hashta kuloi milach Madach, if a person would have a machshava while he was shechting the toida to eat a ganze kezayis of the lechem chutzas mane, it wouldn't be a machshava's pickle, like the Mishnah said. So certainly, if he had a machshava to eat only a half a zayis of lechem and a half a zayis of toida, it wouldn't be able to be mefagel. Ki kami boili, what's my shaila lefkule lechem? Would the lechem become pickle? Mi mitztarfa toida lefkule lelechem oiloi. Do we say that, being that at the end of the day you had a half a machshava of toida and a half a machshava of lechem, and each one of these machshavas has the ability to make lechem pickle, so maybe it's going to be considered a machshava's pickle, or maybe the toida and the lechem can't be mitztarfa tariff as it relates to making the lechem into pigle? Meaning, do we say that it could be mitzaref, or do we say that it can't be mitzaref? So let's just take apart Rabbi Loza's shayla. Rabbi Loza wanted to know like this. Somebody's bringing a carbon toida. Mishas the shchit of the toida, he has a mind to eat a half a zayas of the basar of the toida chutzas manei, and he has a mind to eat a half a zayas of the lachmi toida chutzas manei. Is it mitzaref or is it not mitzaref? Now he said, as it relates to making the basar pigle, it's pasha, it won't be pigle. Why not? Because a machshava on the basar can make the basar pickle, but a machshava on the lechem can make the basar pickle. And being that half of a shear of the machshava's pickle was the lechem, and halechem made a mefagalos atoidus, it's pasha, the basar won't be pickle. Now, if you notice, the lashon of the Gemara was kal v'chomer. Madach hashto kuloi milach maloi mefagla, mimeno milachta mibaya. What's the kal v'chomer? And by the way, if anything, you would say fakert. Maybe if you have a machshava 100% on the lechem, that can't be mefagel the toida. But if half of the machshava was on the toida, and only half of the machshava was on the lechem, maybe it could be mefagel the toida. But the pshat is, and the way Rashi explains it, is because anytime you're working with a tziruf to create a machshava's pigle, so it's always a leap of faith. It's always a little bit of a stretch. It's easier to make a machshava's pigle where you don't have to be mitzaref this year than it is when you do have to be mitzaref this year. And by the way, Exhibit A for that is the beginning of today's daf. So anytime you have to come out to a tziruf, it makes the machshavas pigle more mechudish than the machshava. So tain is Rabbi Lazar that madach where I have a klara machshava on lechem chutzas mana, it can't make the toida pigle. Certainly, we have to come on to a tziruf where half of it is on the lechem and the other half is the basar, even though the half that's on the basar you would think would make it better, but at the end of the day I have to come onto a tziruf, and if I have to come onto a tziruf, l'cheretz pasha wouldn't work. What is the shaila? The shaila is, would the lechem become pigel? What's the tzad that the lechem should become pigel? Because both half of zeis and both machshavas that I had are machshavas that can render the lechem pigel. So the machshava to eat the chatzis zayis batzachus zmane makes the lechem pigel, and even though a lechem ain't a mefagel as hatoida, but the lechem is mefagel lechem, the Mishnah said. So that half of zayis is also for the lechem. What then is the question? The question is, could they be mitzaref or could they not be mitzaref? So this is the question that Rabbi Loza asked Rav Amalisa. He told him, af bezu halechem mefugav hatoida ain't a mefagel. In this case too, meaning just like in the case of the Mishnah, halechem ein mefagel as atoida, the lechem becomes pigel, it's just a toida that's not pigel. In this case, the halacha would be the same thing. In other words, the half a zayis of toida and the half a zayis of lechem would be mitzaref to now make the lechem pigel. However, as it relates to the toida would not become pigel. Very gishmai. Stating that, the Gemara asks a very, very chikava question. I don't understand why this is the halacha. Lema, why don't we say kalvachem? We should invoke the midah of Kal V'chaymer, the first of the Yud Gimel midah Shatayrus in the Drashas, man. And based on the midah of Kal V'chaymer, we should say that it's impossible that a machshav of chatzis zayis of toid and chatzis zayis of lechem would be mefagel the lechem when it's not mefagel the toid. What's the Kal V'chaymer? Umah mefagel ein mesfagel habol lefagel v'loy pigel ein oidin shaloy yispagel. Now this Kal V'chaymer sounds a lot like Makis Daf Beis. Umah ha mechalal ena mischalal ha bol chalav aloi chilal ena din shalei ischalal or ha mas soikal ena niskal ha bol isakal v'loi niskal ena din shalei isakal, right? So ha ma mefagal ena misfagal ha bol fagal aloi pigal ena din shalei isfagal. So what does this even mean? So Rashi explains like this: the toida is the mefagal. Why is the toida mefagal? Because the machshava on the toida has the ability to make the lechem into pigal. The lechem is a balafag of a loy pigel, because the machshava on the lechem doesn't have the ability to make the toida into pigel. The mefagel is more chamor than the habalafag of a loy pigel, obviously, right? The mefagel can make pigel, the toida could be mefagel the lechem. The lechem, which is a balafag of a loy pigel, is the kal, because it doesn't have the ability to go ahead and make the toida into pigel. So Tainas, Rabbi Lazar, Uma ha-mefagel ein mesfagel, madach the dove chomer, which is the toida, which is a mefagel because it has the ability to make the lechem into pigel, because ha-toida mefagel ases ha-lechem. But in this machshev is pigel, it itself doesn't become pigel. So a bolafagel v'loi pigel, the lechem, which is only a bolafagel, but v'loi pigel, it doesn't become pigel. It's a bolafagel, it doesn't have the ability to be mefagel the toida. And it didn't shalei is fagel, so certainly it shouldn't be pigel either. So tainas the Gemara, that I understand Rav's psak. Rav is coming to say that a machshava of a chatzis zayis of toida and a machshava of a chatzis zayis of lachmi toida could be mitzdarif. Now, it would be mitzdarif only to make the lechem pigel, not to make the toida pigel. Why? Because both half of zaysim are considered machshavas as it relates to the lechem, but only the half of zayis of toida is considered machshavas pigel regarding the toida. The half of zayis of lechem is not. Oh, but there's a midah called kal v'chaymer. And based on the midah of kal v'chaymer, this would seem to be debunked. And the reason is because in this scenario, the toida is a chamor, and the lachmi toida is a kal. So how could it be that the toida, which is the chamor, is not pigel, yet the lachmi toida, which is the kal, is going to be pigel? Uma mefagel, madach the toida, which is mefagel, which means it's chamor, ain't mefagel, doesn't become pigel. Now, why doesn't it become pigel? Because the lechem is not mefagel the toida. Then abalafagel v'loy pigel, which is the lechem, which is trying maybe to be mefagel the toida, but doesn't have the ability. In adin shalay is pagel. So even though mitzat the tziruf it should work, but based on the kal v'chaymer it shouldn't work. But tanya is the gomir, mean the kal v'chaymer kai gavna. Do we say a kal v'chaymer like this? But tanya we learned in a bright. There was a story of Echad, a person, Shezara Karmish al Chaveroi Smadar. This person went into his friend's vineyard and he planted Smadar. So, the background to this story and the background to this Braisa is that there's something called Kilia Karim. What's Kilia Karim? You're not allowed to plant any types of plants in a Karim. What happens if you do? It all becomes Aser Behana. So, there was a story where somebody went and he planted something in his friend's Karim. Okay, now The story came to the Chachamim, and the Chachamim said, they said, this Rama is going to be Asr, but the Geth and the Kerem is going to be Mutter. Now, Pashup Shah, we'll see, the Gemara is going to say, that the reason the Chachamim said this was, is because there's a halacha in Adam Oysa Davashayna Shalai. So you can't go make somebody else's thing Asr. Kiliyah Kerem is Asr. I don't have the ability to make your field into Kiliyah Kerem. So the person that went ahead and planted this Ram, he did it Bekavana. That was a Davar Shalai. Adam Oysa Davar Shalai. So therefore, when he planted the Zeraim, his Ram became Aser. But his friend's Kerem, he didn't have the ability to Aser. So it's for that reason the Chachamim said that the Zeraim, which was done Midas, that's going to be a problem. But Vitiru Asakfanim, because Ein Adam Oysa Davar Shein Eshalai. But Tainas, the Gemara, according to your logic of Kal V'Chayim, Ma Mefagel, Ein Mefagel, Bo Lefagel, Bo Bigel, Ein Shalai Yispagel, Amai, we should say the same Kal V'Chayim over here. Leimo Kal V'Chayim Hu, Ma Ho Oyser Einoi Nesar, Habo Lesar V'Lo Yasar, Einoi Din Shalai Yis Aser, Uma Ho Oyser. What's the oyser? The kfanim are the oysrim over here. Why are they the oysrim? Because they're making the zra'im aser. Right? The zra'im was saying is aser. Yet they themselves don't become aser. We just said that hey tiras akfanim. Sa bales of aloyasar. The Zeraim, which is only a balas above a loyasa, because it can't make the kfanim aser. In addition to loyasaser, certainly shouldn't become aser. Meaning the kfanim in this case seem to be the chamor, and the zra'im seem to be the kal. The gfanim that are chamor don't become aser. So kal v'chamer the zeraim that are kal should not become aser. Now again, this is interesting kal v'chamer, but it's the same methodology of the previous kal v'chamer. So the Gemara said, "V'amai on Rav's psak lim kal v'chamer ma mafaglein mafagel bolafagel lepikin dinchalay iskalo." Says the Gemara, "Do we say a kal v'chamer like that? If we do, then in this case we should say the same thing." Umaho iser enoi nesar habales of aloyasar enoi dinchalay isnasar. But the Gemara says, "Hachiyash, it's not a tzushtal." Hasam in the case of Kiliyah Kerem, the reason the Chachamim approached it the way they did, and the reason maybe they were completely not impressed by the Kal V'Chaymer, is because Hasam Kanvus Voluf Asra Torah. Midai Raisa, the only types of Zeraim that become Asr if they're planted together with a Kerem are Kanvus Voluf. Why? That's not for now. But those are the only plants that become Asr. Shai Zeraim Midrabanan Hu Da'asiri. All other Zeraim only Asr Midrabanan. Being that what we're dealing with over here is an Isid Rabbanon, so Haid Avadi Yisur Kansur Rabbanon, Haid Li Avadi Yisur Kansur Rabbanon. The Rabbanon felt that we can go ahead and we can make up our own rules. So we're going to say that you who went and you planted this thing, we're going to give you a knas, even though it shouldn't be Kiliyah Kerem, it's going to be Aser. But the Bala Kerem, the Bala Kfanim, who didn't do anything wrong, there's no reason for us to go ahead and for us to penalize him. However, but this is a real case of a Kal V'Chaymer. This is a Din D'Oraisa. It's not a Din D'Rabbanan. We're dealing with Pigel. We're dealing with real D'Oraisa ticket situations over here. And Tain is the Gemara on Rav's Psak. Rav, you're telling me that a Machshava of Chatzi Zayas of Toida and Chatzi Zayas of Lechem is mitstarif to make the Lechem into Pigel. L'chayra, I think you can argue a Ma'am Mefagel Ein Misfagel Abol Afalav Loi Figel Ein Edin Shalei Sfagel. I don't say it there because there it's not a Shaila of the Raisa anyways. There it's only a Shaila of the Rabbanis. The Rabbanis have a right to do whatever they want, but over here it's Din Dei Raisa Lei Mekal V'Chayim. The Gemara says Veikad Amastin L'Akfasim. There were those that had Boi Rav Olazar Meirav, that whole Inyan, not regarding the Lachmi Toida, but with regards to Kivsei Atzeres. So it was the same exact Shaila, but not in the context of Lachmi Toida, in the context of Kivsei Atzeres. So what would the Shaila have been? By my name, Rabbi Lazar Mirav. The Shaila was, Ashaychet HaSakvasim, if somebody shechted one of the Kivsei Atzeres, Lechel Gezayis Mehenim Lachman, to eat a half a Zayis of the Basar of the Keves, and a half a Zayis of the Shtei HaLechem Chutz Lezmanoi. Mahu, what is the Lach regarding Pigol? If Gule Kvasim Loi Kami Baili. And Rabbi Lazar explained, again, it's the same exact Shaila, we'll see, it's the same exact Shakla Vatayra, so this is like literally Chazara on the Gemara, but we're talking about it in the context of the Kifsei Atzeres, not in the context of the Karban Toida. So again, as it relates to making the Kvasim Pigel, there's no Shaila, he said, because Hashta Kulim Elachim Leim Mefaglim, Mehenim Elachim Mibaya, Madach, if the ganze machshava was on the lechem, if you'd have a machshava to eat a kezayis of the shtei lechem chutz hazmane, it wouldn't have the ability to make the kvasim pigel. Why? Because the shtei lechem is not mefagel the kvasim, like the Mishnah says. So certainly, if you have to come onto a tziruf, it's only a half kezayis. There's no shayla. Okay, what then is the shayla? Kikami boili lefkulei lechem. Would the lechem become pigel? Mi mitzdarfi kvasim lefkulei lelechem eloi. Do we say that being that a half kezayis of kvasim, or being that a machshav on kvasim and a machshav of lechem have the ability to make the lechem pigel, so a half a zayis of each too? Or maybe no. Maybe being that you have to come on to tziruf, you can't be mitzaref a half a shear of kvasim and a half a shear of lechem amalei. So Rav told him af as well lechem mafugav kvasim ain't mafugav. The same psak of Rav as well. That yeah, I hold that the kvasim is obviously not going to be pigled. You never even entertained that tzad. But as it relates to the lechem, yeah, you do say tziruf. Same kash of amai leim kavul chaimer. Why don't we say a kavul chaimer? Ma mafagel ainu misfagel, but lefagel lepigelated in shalo yispagel. Ma hamafagel ainu misfagel, meaning madoch the kvasim, which is mefagel, thus it's the chamor, still in a mefagel, it's a davar pashut, it wouldn't become pigel. So habala fagel leifigel, the shtei alechem, which is the kal, it only is trying to be mefagel, but doesn't have the ability to be mefagel. In addition, shleis fagel certainly shouldn't be pigel. Says the gemara, umi amrinu kal v'chaymer ki aygavne, the same rebuke. V'atanya, we learned in a brisa, ma'isav echad, was a story with a pashut, karmi shachaber smada v'chulu. So here we get the v'chulu version. We don't speak out the whole shaila, but the same exact shaila. V'amaylei mekal v'chaymer ma oisein en nisar balas v'leyaser. Over there, midday raisa only canvas full of us. Shards Ramad Rabbanon Uda Asiri. But all others Ramadi also made the Rabbanon. Haida Avadi Surah Kansur Rabbanon. The person that did the Issa, the person that planted, he's the one that we cancel. The Lay Avadi Surah, like Kansur Rabbanon. But the Balak Karen, there's no reason for us to cancel. Over here, Lema Kalvachimer. But over here, maybe we should say Kalvachimer. Either way, there were two versions of what Baymanei Rabbalazami Rab was. What happened afterwards is the same. It was the same Ibaya, Rav had the same Psak, the same Kal V'chaymer, the Tzushtel from the case of Smadar, the same Dichoy. But the question is, was Rav Psak said regarding the Lachme Toida, where somebody was bringing a carbon Toida, he had a Machshavati, the half a Zayas of Toida Chutzlazmani, half a Zayas of Lachme Toida Chutzlazmani, and that's where Rav Paskin, that the two halves on its tarif with regards to the Lechem becoming Pigel, or was it with regards to the Kivtzei Atzeres and the Shtei Alechem? So, Okta Gemara, a nice Cheshman, man, the Masni La Toida, the one that had Rav's Psak regarding the Toida Kolshkan Kvasim. He would certainly have it regarding the kvasim. Man the masin like kvasim, the one that had it on the kvasim, it could be kvasim who the huska guzela zela tnufa. It could be by the kvasim you could be mitzarif a chatzi zayis of basar and a chatzi zayis of lechem. And the reason is because huska guzela zela tnufa. We find there's a zika, there's a connection between the two of them. There's a mitzvah to do tnufa with the two of them. So being that there's some sort of connection between the two of them over there, a chatzi zayis of each would be mitzarif, which was really Rabbi Elazar Shaila. Could have been mitzarif, a little bit of the basar, a little bit of the lechem. But as relates to the Toida, we don't find any connection between the Toida and between the Lechem. It could be loy vir, not. This is the same svar that the Gemara said on Amud Aleph. Either way, zok the Gemara that the man the masni lo a Toida kolshken a kvasim, but the one that said it by kvasim, it could be he said it only by kvasim. It could be he didn't say it by the Toida. Rab Abba Zuti boyila hachi boy menever lasavir. So Rab Abba Zuti taught that this is what Rabbi Lazar had asked from Rab. Hashechet as hakeves, if somebody shechts one of the kibsei atzeres, lechol kizayis mechaver lamalcher, and he says, I'm doing it al das to eat a kizayis from his friend tomorrow. Mao. What's the halach? What's the shiloh? Chaveroi keves mashma. When he says his friend, who's the friend of one of the kibsei atzeres? The other keves. Well, if that's the case, for lemefagel, because I'm bringing one, I can't have a machshavas pigel on the other. I dom a lechem mashma. Maybe when he says chaveroi, he means to eat the lechem. Maybe that's the friend of the keves, umafagale. And if that's the case, it would be a machshavas pigel. Now, if someone has a machshava to eat the bread, chutzlazmanoi, only the lechem is pigel. That was the Mishnah, but albeit the lechem would be pigel. So according to Rab Abba Zuti, Rab Elazar Shaila of Rav was a slightly different Shaila. The Shaila was, I mean, not slightly, actually very different. If someone's shechting one of the kibsei atzeres, and he has in mind, lechol kizayis me chavera. He didn't explain what chavera means. Chavera could mean, right? Chavera is the compadre of this keves. Does it mean the other keves? Or maybe it means the breads, right? I can hear both. If it means the other keves, it's not a machshavas pigel at all. If it means the bread, then I'll kaponim, clappy the breads. It's going to be a machshavas pigel amalei. So Rav told Rabbi Elazar tenisua. L'chayre, at first glance, it's enough in a Mishnah. It's the Mishnah daf tezayin amadav shachet echem enak vasem lechem imenu lemachar hu pigel v'chaveroi kosher lechol mechaveroi lemachar shneim ksherim. Alma, what do you see from here? Chaveroi keves mashma. You see the word chaveroi means keves, right? Just read the Mishnah. Shachet echem enak vasem lechem imenu lemachar hu pigel v'chaveroi, the other keves is kosher. If he had in mind lechol mechaveroi lemachar, they're both going to be kosher. So what are we referring to as chaveroi, the other keves? But the Gemara says duma the parish from a chaveroi keves. Maybe in that Mishnah, he said mefurish chaveira keves. Meaning, the Mishnah over there is not getting involved in what the taich of chaveira is. The Mishnah is trying to tell me halacha as it relates to the relationship between these two kfasim in the context of pigel. But you want to know what chaveira means, maybe that Mishnah's not talking about when he said chaveira stam. Maybe he said chaveira keves. That's not the objective of the Mishnah. But if he would say chaveira stam, that could be a shayla. The bottom line is, I don't think you could be poisher. Rabbi Loza shayla says the Gemara from the Mishnah. Look, come on. One more Mishnah. Hazevach mefagalas anasachim mishikitshoi bekli. In the event that somebody had a machsheves pigel while he was bringing a carbon. The question is, the nesachim that came together with the carbon, do they become pigel or do they not become pigel? So the Mishnah says, yes, hazevach mefagalas an nesachim, but only mishakitcha bekli. It's only once the nesachim were neskadish reni in a kli, sharis divi rameir. Ha nesachim ena mefaglan es hazevach. In the event that a person would bring a carbon, he would have a machsheves pigel regarding the nesachim. So here he had a machsheves pigel to do something with the nesachim chutz lezmanoi. That already would not create any pigel on the zevach. Keitzad hasheich des hazevach lachem imenu lamacher. In the event that somebody shechted a zevach, almanas to eat from the basra of the zevach chutz lezmanoi hu nesachim befugalim. So the carbon and the nesachim are both going to be pigel. Lahakrim nesachim lamacher. If, however, he had a mind to be makrim the nesachim chutz lezmanoi and nesachim befugalim, the nesachim will be pigel. But hazevach ain't a befugal, the zevach won't be pigel. So this is very, very similar to the halacha of the lach mitoida and the halacha of the shtei alecha, meaning the relationship between the nesachim and a zevach mirror the relationship of those breads and the carbon, where the halacha is that hazevach mefagalas hanesachim, but the nesachim are not mefagalas hazevach. Now, hazevach mefagalas hanesachim only mishakitcha b'kli, b'seder, but the bottom line is hazevach mefagalas hanesachim, but the nesachim are not mefagalas hazevach, similar to hatoida mefagalas hasalechem, v'alechem made a mefagel satoida, and presumably the reason is the same reason, because what's the ikker? The ikker is the zevach, the nesachim is the tafel, just like we saw in Amid Aleph. The ikker of the toida is the toida, the lachmi toida is the tafel, the ikker of the kifzei atzeres is the kifzei atzeres, the shtei alechem is the tafel, the ikker is mefagel the tafel can't be mefagel the ikker. Talk to Gemara Braisa on this note. Tanu Rabbana niske behema chayovim aleim mishom pegel. So in the event that a carbon was brought with a machshava of chutz lezmanoi, so the nesachim that come together with the behema are included in the chi of pigel. If somebody would eat from the nesachim, drink from the nesachim, bichayev karis, mepnei shedam azevach matirim likarev divir ameir. And the reason is because the dam of this carbon was matir the nesachim to be brought on the mizbeach. So for that reason, it's included in the laws of pigel. What shaykh is? So this is, of course, pigel 101, as we've been talking about. The relationship between two things when it comes to pigel has to be a matter nitter relationship, right? You're doing an avodas hamater and you're having a machshava that the thing that becomes mutter al yidei the avodas hamater should be done chutz lezmane. Being that the nesachim became mutter to go on the mizbeach al yidei the zriko, so it has that matter nitter relationship. As a result, it's included azeh rameir, and this rameir lushitasi in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said azevach mefaglos on nesachim ishakitcha bekli divi rameir. Rameir in the brisa, he just explains himself a little bit better. Niske behema chayov and aleim mishum pigel. But in the price we have another sheet. We have the sheet of Sachacham. So the Chacham told Rameir, when it comes to the Nesachim, a person can bring a carbon today and he has up to 10 days to bring the Nesachim. If that's the case, I'm not sure you can view the Nesachim as being a chelik of the Zevach, that it should be come pigle as a result of a machsheves pigle with the carbon. Amar hence Rameir told him, Afa anilo yamarti, elo, even when I said my aloch, I meant it, beboim im hazevach, when it's being brought together with the zevach. Meaning, if it's being brought together with the zevach, then it's included. Amar loy, the chachamim told him, even if it's being brought together with the zevach, but efshel l'shanoysam l'zevach achet, meaning it's being brought right now. What if I decide not to bring it with the zevach, and I want to bring it with another zevach? I could do that, so at the time that I'm having the machsheves pigel in the carbon, even if I have a mind for the nesachim to be brought, even if I was mekadesh at the kli, but I could always be meshaned, I could always bring it with another zevach, and as a result, I don't think it should ever be included in this halacha. Amar Rava, Rava said, "Kosover Rameir, what's takip shana Rameir? Because Rameir holds hukfu b'shchita klach mitoida. They disagree with the whole premise of the chacham. The chacham achaluk with Rameir, because even if I brought the nesachim right now, but I could always change it. So it's not considered part of the carbon. Rameir disagrees with that. He says, no, that if I bring the sachem together with the carbon, it becomes part and parcel of the carbon. It's hukfu b'shchita at that point that you have to bring it with this carbon, you want to bring it with another carbon, you can't. Similar to the lachmi toida, where the breads become part of the toida at the time of the shechita, being that you can't change it, so now it becomes included. So, interesting, that in the Mishnah of ha-toida mifageles es ha-lechem, ve'in ha-lechem mifageles es ha-toida, and the kifsei atzeres and the shtei ha-lechem, there was no machloikis between Rav Meir and the Chachamim. There, everybody seems to agree that the halach is what it is. Because for sure, the lechem and the shtei lechem are part of the carbon. When it comes to the nesachim, it's Davka Shitas Rav Meir who holds this. That the nesachim is considered part of the carbon regarding pigel. The Chachamim disagree, and the reason the Chachamim disagree is because the Chachamim hold that the nesachim is never really considered part of the carbon. Number one, I could bring it in 10 days. And even if now I'm like koveya it together with this carbon, I'm a kaddish it, but I could always change my mind. And being that I could change my mind, I could always bring it with another carbon, meaning once it gets kedusha, you can't just use it for chulin, right? But I could always bring it for something else. And bring that, I could bring it with another carbon, so it's not part and parcel, therefore you don't have the din of azevach mefageles nesan esachem. Tanu rabbanon, another braisa. Loik shemen shal metzayrach, hayovan ala mishon pigol. In the event that a carbon, or a kohen was doing the avoid of the carbon ashon that was brought, with the mitzayra, right? So the asham mitzayra, together with the asham mitzayra, was a loik shem and shal mitzayra. What would be if he had a machsheves pigel while he's bringing the asham? Would it infect the loik shem and shal mitzayra? Now, would that now be included in the iser pigel? So if somebody eats from it, he would be chayef karis. So the brayser says, yeah, mipnesha dam asham matir the behindness, because the asham is matir the shemen, and being that the asham is matir the shemen, it has that matir nitir relationship. Who says this? Divrei Rav Meir. Amalei the Rav Meir, the comment of Rav Meir, but the other maybe asham yayoyim. You don't have to bring the loik together with the asham. So if I can bring it in 10 days, it shouldn't be included as part of the zevach, and it shouldn't be subject to this halacha of pigel. Amalehem. So Rav Meir told him, he only said this halacha when it's taka coming together with the asham. Amalehem told him, I could always change it and bring this loik shemen with another asham. Meaning, once it gets kedusha, so it's a loik shemen, but I can bring it with another asham. Amarava. So Rav explained, once I bring this loik shemen together with this ashan, it becomes kavua, like the lachmin toida become kavua with the toida, and as a result, I don't have the option to switch it. If I don't have the option to switch it, it's stuck with it now, and therefore, it's considered part of the zevach. Thus, if I have a machshav on the carbon, the machshav is going to be chal on the shemen. And the reason is because the ikar is the carbon, the tuffel is the shemen, and this halacha is going to be the same. So really, if you just do a sikum on the last two mishnayos, we're discussing, again, laws of pigel, where there's like an ikar and a tuffel of the carbon. You have the carbon toida. The ikar is the carbon, the shlamim, and then the tuffel is the lachmi toida, the kifsei atzeres. The ikar is the kvasim, those carbon shlamims, and the tafel is the shtei alechem, or the nesachim that comes together with the carbon, where the ikar is the carbon, the nesachim is a tafel, or the loik shemen shal metzayra, which is considered tafel to the asham metzayra. So the ikar is the asham, and the tafel is the loik shemen. As it relates to high-level pigel, a machshav on the ikar would render the tafel pigel, so if somebody eats from it, it would be chayv karis. A machshav on the tafel would create a problem for the tafel, but it would have no impact on the Iker, stating that when it comes to the Nesachim of the Loik Shemen Shal Metzayra, they're already, it's a machloikis remain the Chachamim for a different reason. Because the Chachamim hold that the Nesachim is never really part of the Zevach, and the Loik Shemen Shal Metzayra is never really part of the Asham, because you could always be Meshanet. Number one, you can bring him Ikan Vadasar Yomim, and even if you're Mekadesh right now, it doesn't become one and the same. In contrast to the Lechem of the Toida and the Lechem of the Kifsei Atzeres, there it literally becomes one and the same. Rav Meir held not that way. Because like Rav explained, Kasavir Rav Meir, that once you do the Shechita and you have in mind these Nesachim and this like Shem and Shal Vatsayr, it does become one and the same, and therefore it's going to be included in that very same halacha.